Welcome to the World War One at Home podcast with me, Helen Mark. For terms and conditions, go to bbc.co.uk/podcasts. Shortly after the outbreak of war in 1914, Germans and other foreign nationals living in Ireland, which was then still part of the United Kingdom, faced arrest and internment as enemy aliens. Men from all over Ireland were detained, including Alois Fleischmann, who was among 700 people held at a camp in Oldcastle in County Meath. Local historian Jerry Boylan and Alois's granddaughter, Ruth, tell the story of how the former Oldcastle workhouse became a prison camp.
When the British arrived in 1914, they fortified the building. They erected huge barbed wire defences and also a 25-foot high chain link fence inside. And they also erected 6 sentry boxes, which were manned 24 hours a day. There was many escape attempts. One young man, August Bockmeyer, took it in his head one day to get out, and he tried to climb the fence. He was spotted by one of the sentries, who shot him dead. Attached to the workhouse was, of course, the graveyard. Every workhouse had one. However, after Bockmeyer was shot, he was buried in the graveyard, and he was the last person to be buried in that graveyard. It had been out of use a long time before that, and nobody ever was buried in it again. In the late 50s, early 60s, all the German dead from both World Wars were exhumed and all brought to Glencree German Graveyard in County Wicklow. And the two men killed in Oldcastle now lie together in that graveyard. Oldcastle was already considered as a security risk because after 1916, the attitude of the local people and people in Ireland generally was turning against the British. In early April of 1918, there was an anti-conscription rally held in the town, attended by thousands of people. The main speaker was Arthur Griffith of Sinn Féin, and after the speeches were over, a section of the crowd broke away and made its way down to the camp. Some of the prisoners had broken out of the dormitories and climbed onto the roof, and they started shouting down at the people outside, who shouted back at the prisoners. This put the fear of God into the guards, who eventually regained control, but within a month the place was closed. The men were marched through the town and sent to Knockanlow camp on the Isle of Man. One of the great godsends when we were searching the camp was a couple of years ago, a lady called Ruth Fleischmann got in contact with us. Her grandfather, Alois Fleischmann, was a noted musician in Cork, and he wrote an account of his time in the camp. And he tells of the loneliness and the pain of being separated from his family and held in Oldcastle.
Dearest Tilly, I hope you and Booby are well. Formest greetings to all our friends. The days are long, the nights interminable. Twice a month I can see my friends for 15 minutes. The journey from Cork and back takes 2 days. Saturday and Sunday are bad days for visits. Don't lose courage, be brave. Kisses to you and my delightful lad from your Alois. Address, AF Prisoner of War, 715 B2, Oldcastle, County Meath, Dublin. P.S. I've just heard a parcel has arrived for me.
Now, when the war broke out, all Germans were instantly banned from living in Cork, but they were given asylum in the house of Colonel Kirkpatrick, whose father had been Viceroy of India. And the colonel was quite a distinguished personality within the British forces in Ireland, so it didn't take too long before the Fleischmanns were allowed back to Cork. They were then okay until the sinking of the Lusitania in May 1915, and I think that it was probably that which was key in his finally being interned. He was allowed to write 2 letters a week. Written communication was tolerated. You can just imagine that the effort getting up there was pretty well impossible because the child couldn't leave school and then the trauma of finally getting there and being turned out again after 15 minutes. My father was 5 when his father was arrested and taken away. And if you're aged 5, a year is an infinity. So they went up once on a visit, and grandfather had carved a boat for him. And some friends of his in the camp had rigged it up with sails, and it was a splendid toy. So Dad was very pleased to get it, packed the little parcel, looked at it, admired it, and then packed it up again, pulled his mother's sleeve and said, "Mum, can we go now, so?" As you can just imagine, the consternation of the two of them when they realised that the little boy didn't really know his father anymore, was delighted with the present, but didn't want to stay, not even for the 15 minutes. My father told me that story himself.
Oldcastle, in County Meath. To hear more stories and find out more details about the war, go to bbc.co.uk/World War I.